Hey,
Hey,
Nate,
fellas.
welcome. Welcome to Everybody East Coast Bros. Nate, we're still alive. It kind of sucks, but we're still here, man. We're still here.
You said it sucks. That's great, but I was hoping we go fast if we gotta go real
I
quick.
know, right? Right?
How
Oh my goodness. So that's part of
about this? We have unlimited time. Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, folks, we get now we finally with Nate's help, he actually help me out, and we actually now have unlimited Zoom time now, so
Nope.
we can be on and off a couple hours now, maybe 4 or 5 hours. We could be here forever today. Yeah, we
Right.
wouldn't do that to you folks. We wouldn't do
Yeah.
it. Don't worry. Hey, before we get into the well, again, today's hey, welcome everybody to today's edition of the East Coast Bros podcast.
Yes.
Where it is March. Excuse me. It's April the 8th,
I
2024,
know.
and
Flying by. Flying.
Yeah, it is, dude. It's already April 8th already, bro.
I know. Yeah,
Crazy.
yes, it
And
is.
we're gonna get into it in a moment, but today was the big day, Nate, for the solar eclipse, which was a big deal that everybody made about it, and we're gonna talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
But again, folks, Tim couldn't join us. He had some business to attend to. It's kind of hard for him because it's his job, but we'll hopefully get him next time. So, Nate,
Yes, sir.
what's going on with you? What was your week like? What was your last couple weeks like? What was going on? Anything good?
Just work. I'm trying to think. What was Easter was last week, right?
Yeah, last week, right? Yes.
But we didn't talk about Easter.
I don't think we did. No,
No,
we didn't.
me and Michelle, we usually have family over, but we didn't do anything this year because her sister's going to her in-laws because she just recently got married.
Oh, okay.
But her sister and her like kids come here, but she recently got married, went to her, she has to do time at her
Right.
in-laws, you know what
Right. Yeah, you got to do the
I mean?
time, you
So
know? Yeah.
me and
Yes.
Michelle, we got pizza,
Yep.
sat at home, and then her and Ari made Easter dinner on Sunday. We had ham and mac
Okay.
and cheese. I'm sorry, on Monday, my
Monday.
fault.
Cool.
Yes. Yeah, but
Nice.
we didn't do much of anything. I just working, that's about it, you
Right.
know. How
Yeah.
about you? Oh,
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
you
Huh?
got a shed.
Yeah, dude.
You gotta
Yeah.
send me a picture so I can post it.
Oh yeah, I will. Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. You know what? I'm gonna call it a he shed. They call those, you know, they say she sheds or whatever. So it's about 4 foot longer. It's
Okay.
the width is still 6 feet width, but then it's about
Right.
it's 12. So instead of it was 6 by 8, now it's 6 by 12. But let me tell you something. That 4 feet makes all the difference.
Absolutely.
It's crazy the room
Yeah.
I have in there now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so we got, yeah, I'll show you a picture. We got it sided. It matches the house. It got a little windows
Good.
on, a little door. Looks like a little house out there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
That'll
we,
add on value to your house. Not that you're going anywhere,
well,
but
no, we're probably gonna, well, no, I tell you, we're gonna die here. We're gonna die here and end up, we're gonna haunt this house when we're dead. I'll tell you right now, bro. That's,
it
you know what I'm saying? We're not going nowhere.
to Brittany
Yeah, we're not going
or Garrett.
anywhere. Yeah. But yeah, it was nice though. So I went out. But I spent like all this money that I went out and got. I went out and like got like all that. What's that stuff called? Pegboard. You know, pegboard. You hang up tools, stuff like that.
Yes,
Little
yes.
holes in it. So I got a bunch of those against the whole back wall. I got all the tools hanging there now. Today I got those magnetic things you hang up where you could put your like metal tools on, like your wrenches and all that. I got one of those. I got like a whole bunch of those from Amazon. So, dude, I've been out there the whole week. I've been out there all day. I was out the last 2 days just like getting all ready to go out there and just have fun. It was awesome. I love it, man.
I know. Yeah.
Love it. Love it.
So,
Yeah.
Matt, let me. I don't mean to laugh, but I got a call from somebody today and they go, you know what? And you could probably guess who it was, but you guys talk and I checked, I checked, she goes Snopes. I checked Snopes and you guys are wrong with us something. I said, we never ever said, we always say you have to go back and research it. We never ever say we're 100% right at anything. So I gotta tell everybody that now. We never say we're 100% on everything, and it's our opinion.
Yeah.
For the
As a
love
mat as a matter of fact, we've
of
as a matter of fact, I think we said many times we don't give a shit, we're just having fun, and
Yes,
half the stuff
exactly.
that we say is probably crap because we don't even
Yeah,
know.
it absolutely is. We're just having fun.
That's great. That wasn't from our buddy Dave. That's great.
No,
that's great.
No, Dave. You said you haven't heard from him. No, I'd like to.
Knowing enough from Dave, I think Dave gave up on us. I think he's done. Yeah,
he disappointed him.
Yeah,
I was from our. You know, well, I know you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You'll hear it later and know that she'll probably laugh.
Did she say like what kind of stuff that we say isn't true?
Exactly, no.
Like what isn't true? About Biden.
It could be, but I also heard that Snopes is kind of not right either. You shouldn't really go by that. You know what I mean? Like, I heard Snopes is kind of false with certain things, so you got to kind of be careful.
I don't know much about it. I don't check it out that much because I heard the same thing you said. And I heard the same thing. So I heard that on certain political realms, they don't really tell the truth. They kind of keep it very – they don't tell the truth about it or not the whole truth about it.
Well,
or they try to stay neutral. I heard the same thing.
Yeah. You know there's an agenda out there, though.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. Of course there is. Yeah. Yeah.
it was just funny.
That's hilarious. Well, whatever. That's funny. Well, yeah. That's okay. That's okay. Then you know what? Then spot check us then.
Yeah.
Send us an email.
That'd be perfect.
Yeah. Send an email.
Hope you get an email.
Yeah. East Coast Bros 2. The number 2, eastcoastbros2@gmail.com. Send us an email letting us know what's wrong and what Snopes says, and we'll be more than glad to clear it up.
Yeah.
Not a problem at all.
Absolutely.
But if it's political, don't send us because we don't care. We just love making fun of people. We don't give.
Yeah.
We don't care if it's political. We're going to make fun of that old man no matter what. And just no matter what. We're going to do it no matter what. We don't care. So.
We're going to get into a little bit of that later, I'm assuming, with the whole Easter thing.
Oh, God. Yeah, that's right, bro. We got to talk about that. That's hilarious.
That's on the agenda, right? Or
I didn't put it on there. Glad you reminded me, though.
Well, but here's the thing, though. They're talking about the observation of trans. What is it? Transgender? Is that what it was?
Visibility day or something like that. Yeah.
But listen, I'm not sticking up for Biden. I'm not. But it's been a thing that's been in effect since 2008 on March 31st. So
well, yeah.
It wasn't. Everybody's making it sound like it was set for that day on purpose. It's been like that. You know?
Well, I think the problem that people had, and again, I could be wrong, and I'm going to say again, I could be wrong, but as a fellow Christian or a fellow follower of Jesus, I will say to you that I think the problem that people had, that I had, was the fact that they made it a big deal that day, knowing that it was Easter Sunday. That's what the problem was. People admittedly said, we know that this has been going on since Obama. Obama's had it. And people admittedly said that, and I did too. But the problem that, because then the White House came out with, well, this has always been the thing. And then they came out with a whole list of other stuff that it was like, there was a bunch of other days, like it was like, I don't know, like Love Your Dog Day or they
yes.
were, but people said, people were like, but people were like, but that stuff wasn't announced. You know what I'm saying? If there was like 20 other things that the White House is trying to say was that day, then they should have announced them all then.
You're right.
But
no,
I think
right.
people got upset about, what Christians got upset about, was the fact that it was Easter Sunday and he had to choose that day. Because people said, how come this has, if this has been going, so Nate, let me ask this question.
Yeah.
If this has been going on since 2008, why did they choose Easter Sunday to make that announcement?
And you know what? That's a really good question because I never even heard of that day. So
me neither.
You're right.
Why people are upset. People are saying this has been going on since 2008.
Yes. Yes.
And yet you made that, you chose that particular day, Easter Sunday, for when it's a Christian holiday, to make the announcement of that day. That's what people got upset about.
Well, yeah, I get it. Yeah.
No. And people also got upset about the fact that the White House said no religious decorations on the Easter eggs.
Yeah.
And people were like, why not? This is supposed to be about, it's about the resurrection of Christ. It's like,
it is. Yeah.
I don't get it.
That's exactly what it is. You're right. Yeah, I get it.
You know, I've always said to you, Nate, I think I told you this. I don't care what people could do whatever they want and celebrate whatever they want. I don't give a
shit.
But here's my thing, though. Don't take away what we believe in. Don't take away what I believe in or what you believe in or what other people believe in. Don't take it away from us. We have a right to believe what we believe in, too. You know what I've always said, and what upsets me is, and what upsets me is the fact that, you know, is and then you know is that people, you know, and what really upsets me is that Christmas and Easter and all these religious holidays, that people want to have, people want to like want to say, oh well, we don't have to celebrate. I want to celebrate Christmas or Easter, but I don't want to believe in this stuff, and that's fine. Go right ahead.
Right.
But don't, but like, but for all you people, then don't take away, like, let's get rid of the, you know, don't take away Merry Christmas then. Don't take away Happy Easter or Resurrection Day. Don't take away those things and say it's going to be replaced by Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, because that's what they try to do.
Yeah, okay, yes.
And then, you know, then they get upset when people like me come out and say, well, you know, this is, it's a religious holiday. Well, then this is, that's exactly what it is. It's a religious holiday.
It
that's
is.
Exactly what it is.
Yeah.
And it's being celebrated for that purpose. So if you don't like it, then don't celebrate it. But they'll still celebrate it, though. They'll still celebrate it. So whatever. Yeah. So, yeah, that's my spiel.
No, that's true. Yep.
That's my spiel. Yeah. Well, whatever. But, yeah, but I'm glad you brought it up, Nick, because I didn't even think about that. I didn't even think about even bringing that up at all in the conversation. So I'm glad you did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was kind of sticking up for Biden a little bit, but then you made a good point that – I just looked. There's like National Dance Marathon Day, Cesar Chavez Day, or something like that. Like, you're right. There's a million other holidays on, not holidays, but observation days on March 31st. You know?
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. Yeah, right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, there was a bunch of other days that was going on.
Yes.
Like Chavez Day, but yet those days weren't announced.
Exactly. So, right.
He did it on purpose. He did it on purpose. But really, here's what cracks me up. And again, this is what cracks me up, that he says he's a senile old fool. What cracks me up is the fact that he goes out there, and when he was asked about it, I think, was it Joe Rogan? Somebody asked him about it, and he said, oh, that wasn't me. Like, he didn't remember that even that he did. He said, oh, I didn't do that. Somebody asked him that question. He said, I didn't do that.
Right.
Look that up, because that happened. Somebody look that up and let us know, because that happened.
Yeah, let us know, because it's definitely not Rogan. Rogan's in the middle, kind of.
Oh, I know what it was, Nate. I'm sorry. It was DeSantis from Florida.
Oh, yes, yes.
DeSantis asked him about it or whatever, and Biden come back with, I didn't do that. Like,
he's awesome.
He doesn't know what he's doing. Awesome. It's sad, man. We're so screwed. Dude, bro, war is coming. And if anybody's foolish enough to think that it's not coming, they're a fool, because this is how World War One and World War Two happened. With Germany and Japan, and World War One with Germany, and then Japan with World War Two, doing the same thing, going into different territories, taking over different countries, starting wars. And this is exactly what Russia's doing, and this is what China's doing, and North Korea's doing. And it's just, this is all leading up to World War Three. And if people out there don't think this is not happening, then you're fools, because it's happening. It's happening.
Don't be surprised there's a civil war.
Well, that could happen too. I'll tell you right now, if they decide, I'll tell you, that's going to happen. And again, I didn't vote for him, but that's going to happen. If they take Trump off the ballot and people handwrite his name in, because what they're saying right now is, if we take him off the ballot, even if you handwrite his name in, we're not going to count those votes.
Man, that's not right, though.
No, it's not right. Well, dude, taking him off the ballot's not right. That takes away all
constitutional
a thing that we do in this country. And if America wants somebody in, we voted for him to be in. The way it should be, regardless of what you people want to say about it, it's the way it should be. Not you, Nate, like you people, you know what I'm saying. What people say. But they're saying that even if they take his name off the ballot and people write his name in as a handwritten name, they're saying they won't even count that. Can you imagine what will happen in this country if that happens? God help us all, man. God help us all. Oh. This country's so screwed, bro. So screwed.
Listen, I wouldn't be surprised. Surprised, and I'm sure people said it, because I think I played you a clip on what's her name, that girl I like from Hawaii. Oh my God, Tulsi Gabbard.
Oh yeah,
how they're saying that Trump's Hitler, and if you go out and how do you get rid of Hitler? You kill him before he comes into power.
Yeah, right, right.
We're just saying that. So Trump is nowhere near Hitler. I'm sorry, he's not. He's not a racist.
Of course he's not.
He's not a racist, but
of course
he's
not.
But don't be surprised if he comes up dead before all this happens.
Well, Nate, and just clear, let's make this clear. Nate's not saying that. He's saying that he's just making an observation.
Yes, an observation. Clear,
okay, folks? He's just making an observation, okay?
Yeah, I'm not threatening anybody.
No, he's just making an observation, his opinion. That's what's happening. Yes.
But all opinion.
But it is scary, though. I agree with you, Nate. It is quite scary where we're heading to right now, that you're taking away people's constitutional rights to vote for who they want. I mean, this is a dictatorship. That's called a dictatorship. What's his name in North Korea does? Kim Jong Un.
This is
what Jinping in freaking China does. This is what's his name in Russia does? Putin. This is what they do. They get rid of their opposition by finding ways to get them off the ballot, and the people are scared and they vote because they're all dictators.
Yes,
this is what's happening right here. This is what's happening in this country. The same thing's happening, and I'm not even a Trump voter. I didn't even vote.
Right.
I don't even plan on voting for him. Sorry, but I don't.
Right.
All right. So, okay. And I didn't vote for him either. I'll vote for somebody else that's Republican. I will never vote for a Democrat just on the abortion alone. But I don't. But right. I don't vote. But I vote, you know, but I'm not going to vote for him. But yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, Nate. Yeah, bro. Okay. Well, I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So again, everybody, welcome again, folks, to that. Again, a little disclaimer here that it's Nate's, it's our opinion.
Yes.
It means crap.
Yes, exactly.
It means nothing. It's our opinion. And if we're right or wrong about something, you know, again, you can always email us and let us know.
Yes.
You know, and again, if you're a snowflake and you can't handle it and you melt easily, then you might want to get off right now because we're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
We're going to start having some fun here. So here we go, Nate. Here we go. So, Nate, today, 2024 eclipse. Do you know?
Yeah.
Do you know when the last one was? I'm asking you. Do you know? Because I don't remember. I don't know.
Remember I was in foster care. And you guys remember we were talking about that? You and Dad used to come and see me.
Yeah.
I remember an eclipse there, and I think I was like 14. So that's got to be 36 years ago. I don't know if that's.
You probably.
But I remember one there. I don't know how.
Right, dude.
I do remember that. I remember at night we watched it. It got real dark, and then it got real light again. Did it get dark out there by you?
No, not really. It got
cloudy here. That's kind of it.
It got cloudy, but then again, keep in mind too that we didn't have the full effect of the eclipse. Only 90% of the sun was blocked out where
I
we're
see.
From.
Okay. Right. Okay.
But yeah, but it got the same thing though, Nate. It definitely got darker, it got cloudier. Yeah.
It got cooler.
And it got cooler, yes.
Yes.
Yes. Did you know, Nate, now again, I could have these numbers wrong. But did you know that I was listening to the news today, they were talking about the eclipse. Did you know that I guess the moon is like I don't know, 200,000 miles away?
Yeah.
And the sun is 93 million miles away.
That doesn't seem too far for a sun, right?
Well, it's not if you think about it. You know, if you think about it. Dude, if the sun just moved an inch closer to us, we'd all burn to death.
Yes.
That's how crazy that is, man.
You know what I think about it? If it spits out a fireball and we won't know what happens.
No, we won't. But it's crazy if you think about it.
It is crazy. Yes, it is.
But the moon, yes, but I thought it was really crazy. So the reason why the moon is able to block, well, first of all, I think that the moon is like, I don't know, I forget what they said, like it's like 400 times larger than the moon. The sun is like 400 something times larger than the moon or something like that. It's like way larger than the moon. Let's put it that way. And they were saying that the reason why the moon is able to block it out like it does is because it's so far away from it that it's like one of those optical illusions.
Okay, right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? That it passes in front, but since the moon is so close to us and the sun is so far away, it blocks it. I mean, that was pretty cool, bro.
Awesome, I never knew that.
Yeah, that's really awesome. Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, you're right. The sun is about 400 times bigger across. Okay, than the moon. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah, right.
So I'm trying to look it up here. So they're saying here that some of the eclipse, they say list of solar eclipses in the United States during the 20th century.
Right.
So they're saying that in 1900 there was eclipse, that was the first eclipse of the 20th century.
Right.
In 1918, that was the second one. That was June of 1918. And then 1925, there was another one, 1925, and that one actually had a complete a complete total eclipse in the New England area where I'm from at that time.
Okay.
1932 was another one. That one actually, same thing, Vermont, New England, up more up in the New England area. 1963, there was another one, again, kind of the same thing, Alaska and parts of northern New England. 1970, so it looks like, and then 1970, there was another one, southwestern United States got to see it. And then it looks like I don't know, if I'm not mistaken, it looks like the last one, 1979, the last eclipse that NASA recorded in the 20th century took place in 1979.
Oh, then maybe I thought it was an eclipse. Maybe I was drunk. What we're watching. Okay.
Well, okay, now wait a minute. Now here's a total solar eclipses in the U.S. during the 21st century.
Okay.
The first one I said is the 20th century. Here's the 21st century. So here, only two total eclipses have been visible from the United States in the 21st century.
Okay.
The first was a total solar eclipse in 2017. Right. Which was visible across the country. This was the first time such an event had occurred since 1918, and millions of people gathered to watch it. And then today, April 8, 2024, yeah, will still be the next solar eclipse visible for most of the United States. So that's just crazy, man.
What the heck did I watch then? Maybe it was a partial eclipse.
It could have been a partial.
Okay.
And then it says here that, when will the next solar eclipse be visible in the United States? After today,
yeah,
the U.S. won't see another solar eclipse for decades. The next total eclipse will be visible from the United States will occur in August of 2044.
How do they know that?
I'm guessing it's the rotation of the Earth and the.
I see.
Yeah, okay. I'm guessing. Yeah, yeah.
So that's crazy. It's gonna be like 20 years away from, and we just had one in 2018.
Yes. Yeah.
Huh?
So I will probably, I'm assuming that's what, 20 years from now?
Yeah, 44, right?
24. So I'll be like 75 when that happens.
Yeah. I'll be 69. So yeah, right.
Yeah, so we will still be alive. I don't know.
No.
But yeah. But folks, so Nate, here's the question today. Did, to you, Nate, and to other people out there, this will be the question that will be on our website. Will be up the Spotify platform.
Right.
Did it live up to all the hype? So first of all, two questions. Did it live up to all the hype that everybody made it out to be? Well, three questions, Nate. Three questions. Did it live up to all the hype? One.
Right.
Two. What's the best song to describe the eclipse? Now, I was thinking songs like Dark Side of the Moon or A Total Eclipse of the Heart.
That's the song I was thinking.
Right. Or The End of the World, that song, yeah. It's the End of the World, or something like that.
R.E.M., yeah.
R.E.M., which never happened, unfortunately. And the last
one. Unfortunately.
And the last question was, are you disappointed that The End of the World didn't happen? And that's, I say that I am.
We could use a vacation, right? I always say that.
Oh, my gosh, bro. Now, you know, Nate. Now, you know, Nate, that I am a firm believer in God. And I know,
absolutely.
I know that. But I am going to say something here. That all the nut job people out there that claim to be Christians that were talking about the end of the world was coming, Jesus is coming back today and stuff like that.
Right.
They've been
predicting, not one of them.
Bro, they've been predicting that was going to happen since the earliest eclipse that ever happened in the early, in early times. And every year, some church or some pastor goes out there and says the end is coming. Even though the Bible says that no one will ever know when it's going to happen, every year, every time they have an eclipse, they have to say it. And recently they did the same thing.
Matt, do you remember the rapture? Remember that? When was that, like 10 years ago?
The show, you mean the movies?
No, the rapture. Remember, people thought they were going to die.
Yes.
So there were people saying that people knew they were getting saved, and people would go to them and say, I'll take care of your pets because I'm not getting saved, and give them money.
Yes.
People believed it.
Yes. Yep.
They were paying them money to take care of the pets because they knew they weren't getting saved. And
yes.
People thought they were getting saved. And I don't know. Okay.
it's all craziness. It's all craziness. Let me tell
a
you.
A little bit.
Yeah, it's all craziness. So I had you remember what was it, Nate, in the 70s? Was it in the 70s? Do you remember that I don't remember what it was, but do you remember that cult that they all drank poison?
That was Jim Jones, right?
I'm thinking so, right? I mean, you know, again, I think. But they were
That's
the
where
same way.
the don't drink the Kool-Aid. That's
Kool-Aid
where
comes
that
from,
came from.
right? And
Yeah, that
that,
was Jim Jones, man. That was terrible.
yeah. And that was the same thing where he taught the end was coming
Yeah.
and they all drank
Yes.
poison thinking Jesus was coming.
Well,
And it never happened, obviously.
he would tell them the government's coming, they're gonna kill you. Make sure
Yes.
you before God gets you, because they're
Yes.
gonna torture you. And dude, they're a killing bait. There's audio of it. Like you can hear the kid people crying, but they're feeding to their babies. So
Yeah.
the government wouldn't get to them. It
Yeah.
was,
Oh,
and
yeah. Yeah.
they flew
Total.
over them. If you watch the video of them flat, there's like 800, 900 people dead, just laying everywhere.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was sad. I saw the movie about that, and I'll never forget it. It made me like it made me. I was so like distraught by the movie of them showing the parents like giving their children like teenagers or even like younger than that, grade school kids, basically like telling them that it's okay,
Yes.
it's no big deal, and like forcing them to drink it. And kids like on the ch like I'm sure it probably happened. But on the movie, like kids were like screaming and crying. They didn't want to take it. They were screaming and they were forcing it down. Bro, people are effing, sorry folks, I don't mean to say it, but are crazy, man. And they
No,
use this kind of stuff.
that's what happened. I listened to a podcast and I
Yeah.
watched videos on it. They
Yeah.
didn't want to die, but they thought that they would have God would come and get them once they drank the Kool-Aid.
Yep,
And
yep, yep.
but my question is, how are people like Hitler and this guy come around? How do he had so many followers? Like these people get so many followers.
Yeah, they do. They do.
Do they feed on like the I don't know. They say Jim Jones fed on like the poor. Like the poor and I don't know.
Well, I think that people feed on the need to belong to something.
Yes. There
And
you
I
go.
think that if you get someone that's a charismatic speaker that comes out there and really can convince them otherwise, I do believe that.
Yeah.
And I believe that people
Very
fall for
true.
that stuff, right? They fall. I mean, that's the whole thing basic of I hate the word religion because Christianity is not a religion, but religions are like that. They feed on
Yes.
the need of
Yes.
people that need more,
Right.
and they tell that, and they get rich from people. I mean, look at the Catholic Church, got rich, built their monasteries and their big, look at St. Anne's up there in
Yeah.
Grant, look at the huge church there.
Yes,
They
say that.
built
Yeah.
these basilicas and all these off the
Yes.
backs of the people by telling them they're all going to go to hell. And paying for like, you know, family members that died 100 years ago, and they tell them they can get them out of hell if they pay for it. Dude, this is what they did.
Yeah.
So you ask the question, why do people hate the church so much and they hate God? It's because of
Yeah.
man, man, men. That's men. That's not God. It's men.
Right. Well, Matt, remember when we were kids. If you got divorced, you're going to hell. That's why there wasn't divorce back then.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Mean, I truly believe, and I know Artie or Artie, geez, I'm sorry. TT and Carmen and Mom are going to listen, but Grandpa and Grandma are not happy together. But that's just what they did back then.
You stayed together
They stayed together,
no
even
matter
though they
what.
were
And grandma
unhappy,
wasn't,
and they didn't even talk, for the love of God. They didn't even
yeah,
talk. They
I
barely looked
know.
at each other.
Yeah, they were, it was a, grandma was such a devout Catholic that it wasn't going to happen.
Yes, right.
You know, it wasn't going to happen. And I think grandpa was in his way too. He just never went to church, but I think he was kind of in his way too.
Italian, weren't
Yeah,
they
Italians,
Catholic mostly? Yeah.
I believe they're
Right.
odd. Yeah, I believe that too. It wasn't going to happen, and it didn't happen back then, like you said. But yeah, so
No.
yeah, but yes, yeah. It's, but I think that yeah, unfortunately, that's what happened. People, unfortunately, have the people of the church have ruined it for people. You know, like we talked about on my podcast, on my church podcast, Nate, last
Yes.
week. It's
You got to mention that, by the way. Mention what the name of your podcast, because I share people and I want people to listen.
Yeah, I will at the end. We'll talk. I'll do it at the end.
Yeah,
Yeah,
definitely.
but yeah. So yeah, let's get off that depressing subject.
Yes.
Let's get off that. So Nate, here's my question to you. Okay, so and folks out there listening, because again, we have a big fan base in Pennsylvania, in New York area,
Yeah.
New Jersey area. Did you guys feel the earthquake last week?
Oh, right. I didn't feel it, but you didn't happen to, did you?
No, I didn't feel anything up here
I
in
mean,
New
I
York.
was really not paying attention, but I guess it was pretty intense. Like people 4. In New 8. York and New Jersey felt it.
Yeah, they said what, a 4.8?
I guess, yeah.
Yeah. 4.8 on the Richter scale, I guess, which is significant for our area.
Yeah, it is. Well, never heard of this that
area, right?
Right. Yeah.
I mean, when we were you want to talk about false things. When we were growing up as kids, what are the things, Nate, they used to say to us because of the Appalachian Mountains that we had? They used to always say that, or because we didn't live on the West Coast, they used to always say, we never get earthquakes here and we never get tornadoes in
this tornadoes, area, yes. In
the Northeast, right? Because the tornadoes was because of the Appalachian Mountains. Stuff like that, right?
Yes.
Well, that's not true, because how many of you guys have down there in Scranton area? Backyard, in when mommy was in Jessup, the whole back baseball field got destroyed by a tornado.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
That's right. Yes, I do remember that. Yeah, they did.
Like 6, 7 years ago.
It wasn't like a major tornado, but it was a tornado.
Yeah, it touched down. It touched down, and things were destroyed back there from it.
Yes, that's right.
And we've had them up here, even up here. So all that stuff is either A, they were wrong, or B, I don't know, or B, that things are changing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I would have maybe say things are changing a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah. But now the East Coast. Did you know this that the East Coast, from all the way up in what is it, Vermont, all the way down to Florida, all the way down that whole area, we're on a major fault line.
No,
coastline. Yep, on the we're on a major fault line. So they said that if the plates shift here on the East Coast, we will have an event that will eclipse, to use the word eclipse,
right?
That will eclipse any type of thing that can happen on the West Coast. They're saying that one day that the tectonic plates here,
yes, right,
are so fragile that they can shift one day, and we can all just fall right into the ocean up here on the East Coast near the coastline. That's what it's saying.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yep,
right.
And somebody could check Snopes on that one, because that's true. That's true. I've read that before.
Did you ever watch in a left turn? Well, not really. You ever watch video on like sinkholes where?
Oh yeah.
It just opens up and people just get swallowed.
Yeah, you guys have that happen down there.
No, it's scary. Yes, we have. The mines open up, and houses just fall in.
Yeah, Nate, do you remember? I remember living down there in Scranton, living on Garfield Ave, and as a kid, in the alleyway behind the house. I remember, like, not like big sinkholes like that, but I remember big holes, just like stuff just caving in. All of a sudden, you go back there, we have this big hole back there.
Yes.
In the alleyway. Like, me and all my friends, we used to go back there and, like, be like, what the heck is this? And we'd be spitting down it and throwing stuff down and stuff like that. Is that from the coal mining? What are those sinkholes from? Do you know?
I would have to say around here, probably definitely coal mining, but I don't know.
I'm just curious.
Or all the sore, you know, if they dig underneath for the sore lines.
Yeah, true.
Oh, it could be that, but.
Well, if anybody knows how a sinkhole happens.
Yes.
Email us again.
Please.
coastbros2@gmail.com and let us know. We'd be interested to find out how that happens. Yeah, yeah.
You know who would know? Justin Morgan, but he disappeared on us.
Yeah, I know. We'll get him back.
What's up with him trying to better his life? Come on, no. Better your life by giving us our fact check.
then we wouldn't be harassed. Then we wouldn't be harassed about not fact checking anything.
Yeah, right.
Come on, Jordan. I know that we don't pay you, but come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Hook us up.
Right?
So Nate, since you were a bug guy at one time, and you worked for Orkin,
man, 40 years.
I want you to take number 3.
Okay.
Number 3 about what's that? Cicada bugs.
You know what's funny? I'm gonna bring this up. Okay, let me read it quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is about cicadas, and when do they come around? Is it saying here?
I don't think it says you could talk about that. It just talks about interesting facts, weird facts about cicada bugs.
I believe they come around. Do you have? I think they come around like every what, like couple years, or it's might be longer than that. Like maybe every 10 years they come around, or 4 or something. Whatever.
Yeah.
Well, let me read it. Go ahead. All right, ready? The periodical cicadas that are about to infest two parts of the United States aren't just plentiful, they're downright weird. These insects are the, are the strongest urinators. That, are they really?
Well, let me says,
start that over. These insects are the strongest urinators in the animal kingdom, with flows that put humans and elephants to shame. They have pumps in their heads that pull moisture from the roots of trees, allowing them to feed for more than a decade underground. Wow, they are rescuers of caterpillars. Okay.
Yeah.
And they are being ravaged by a sexually transmitted disease that turns them into zombies.
No, really? I've heard that.
Give me a beer. Two. Sorry, I'm talking to myself.
So I
never knew that, Matt.
Yeah. I don't know. You know what? We don't really have a full thing about the bug guys tonight. I don't have a tips from the bug guys.
Right.
But Bill and Koff, you guys are listening. Can you guys maybe send us an email, a little bit more information about the cicada bugs?
Yes.
You know, is that true? And what does that mean that they urinate? Like, what does that mean that they have this strong? What does that mean? Like, do they like when they're urinating, like, are they putting a hole in the ground? I mean, what does that mean? They have a strong urination flow.
Right.
That's crazy. Well,
Matt, it says every 13 or 17 years they show up.
Right.
Wow. But here's the thing I wanted to say. Cicadas always reminded me of, thank you. Thank you, babe. Love you. Cicadas, for some reason, whenever we went to Jersey,
yes.
I always remember that that noise. Yes. I thought it was a New Jersey thing.
Yes.
And every time I hear that, it brings me back to when we went to the family reunion out at, I think, Carla's house or
yes.
our cousin Carla. I remember hearing that noise, and I always associate it with New Jersey.
Oh, me too. But when Grandma and Grandpa lived in Fairlawn as a kid, when I was like
yes.
a little, like, you weren't even born yet. Like, I was like 4 or 5 years old. And we would go there and hang outside, and you'd hear them all the time in the summer.
Yeah.
That loud clicking noise all the time.
Yes.
And like you said, I thought that was just something that would happen in New Jersey because yes. you never heard that in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
You never heard that as a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yep. You're right. Never heard it in Pennsylvania. Not that I remember anyway.
Yeah. Crazy, bro. Crazy.
Right?
Crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Crazy. Oh, well.
That's funny. They're strong urinators.
Yeah, I like to know what that right. means. And how can, and is there anything, Bill and Carl, if you guys are listening and you have time to email us, you know, what are some of the spotlights on the cicada bugs? Like, you know, what are they dangerous? Are they, you know,
right.
what do they do? Do they do anything to livestock, to crops? Like, you know, if you guys could take a moment to let us know those things for the next show, that'd be awesome. We can let people right. know about them. I think they're pretty interesting bugs. The fact that they, like you said, Nate, they stay underground. Like they don't, they stay underground. Like, and they live underground for like
yeah.
decades. Sometimes
decade, yeah, over a decade.
It's like crazy. Yeah, yeah, it's insane. But interesting bugs. Yeah.
Yes. Right.
So Nate, another story that came up that I saw. Another story I saw was this dog. Did you see that? I sent you about this dog that from California.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But how?
Yeah. So yeah. This little terrier mix, and since we started this animal spotlight thing, and we're going to talk a little bit more about other people's animals, but
right.
this little terrier mix from California went missing in the summer. His owner apparently owns a gas station, and the dog walked out and disappeared and has been missing since the summer, and it was found 2,000 miles away in Michigan.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But now, the dog's name is Mishka.
like Frank's Tishka.
Yeah, right? Mishka, that's what I saw. I thought it was interesting.
Yes.
And the interesting part, though, was that Mishka had a chip. It had one of those location chips and had a collar with the family's information on it. However, family authorities, along with the family, think that Mishka was kidnapped and then sold to somebody in Michigan. And whoever had her there let her go. Probably like they abandoned her and let her on the streets because she was found on the streets in Michigan.
So, but you're saying a terrier mix? Could that possibly mean pit bull?
No, this is one of those little terrier mixes. Like, no,
bringing that up about Ben when he was like 19 had a pit bull mix, and he left in the yard. Somebody stole it, and they found out who stole it. And what happened was the kid who had it said somebody sold it to him, and Ben wanted to take him back, and the kid was in love with the dog. He didn't have the heart to do it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, somebody stole Ben's dog. The dog was cool, little pit bull.
I never knew that.
Out of the yard, and then sold to somebody. The kid, he's like, he was crying, begging Ben not to take it.
Really?
Ben didn't have the heart to do it, yeah.
I never knew that.
But God, how long? Ben was maybe 19 at the time, maybe 20.
Where was he? In Jessup?
West Side.
Oh, West Side.
Yes. When he lived at this kid's house, he had a...
Oh.
I forget, he lived at in the kid's like attic or something. You know, because back in our day when you had to be out of the house by 18. When you graduated from high school, you're gone.
Yeah.
You live at home. You know? That's just how it was.
Yeah, that was... That was a surprise to me, if anything. I remember moving to Jessup, and I remember Mommy saying to me, oh, by the way, when you graduate high school, you're out. And I'm like, huh?
Yep.
Like, what? like 2 years from now. Okay.
Yeah, you're done. Yeah, you're out. I feel like that's where we got our work ethic from, and I do. Like,
oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Yes. But yeah, but that's, I never knew that about Ben. Very interesting. That's totally cool.
Yes.
But Mishka was, but the feel good about this was that Mishka actually was in good health.
Okay.
They said it looks like she was actually taken care of. She was groomed.
Good.
So she was a little bit healthy. She wasn't, you know, like thin or like that. So that was good news. The family though, they were actually in Minnesota. They're from California, San Diego. They were in Minnesota for vacation when they got the call that somebody found Mishka.
Okay.
And this to me is love, because I wouldn't do this, but I'm sorry, man. But the family drove 10 hours from Minnesota to Michigan to get Mishka.
Well, they must have loved the dog. They didn't pay for it, did they?
No. The news didn't say that, but they said how Mishka actually got to Michigan in the first place is only a story that she can tell, and she's not telling.
Yes.
So,
right.
Yeah. So,
right.
Who knows, bro? Who knows?
Yeah.
Say, maybe like what happened to Ben. Somebody ended up grabbing her.
Yeah.
Sold her to somebody, and
yeah.
You know, and then the family got her. Maybe didn't want her anymore, and let her out of the house at the end of it.
2,000 miles, though. Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah, right.
But there's been stories, though, folks, anybody out there have any stories about their pets that might have gotten lost and come back? Do you remember, Nate? I don't know if you remember, I think in Carmen, they talk about this. Remember Kiki, our Siamese cat we had?
Yeah, I heard the rumors about, right.
Yeah, now there's some rumors going on in our family that, and Carmen also had a Siamese cat that was younger than Kiki.
Russ. And Kiki. That cat was awesome.
Yes. Well, I think he lived like 20-something years. But
yeah.
But and Carmen says there's a reason why he lived that long, because she thinks that Kiki was the one that ran away, and and her cat was at the house at the same time, and we took her cat pretending it was Kiki.
Oh.
and saying that it was Kiki, and not, because I think it was Kiki was Tim's cat.
Okay.
So I was just born when they got him. Tim was 5 years old, and they got Kiki that was Tim's cat. And Carmen might tell a different story, but I think there was the fact they didn't want to disappoint Tim by saying that Kiki got lost. I think they stole Aunt Carmen's cat instead of Kiki.
Okay.
And then Kiki lived like 25 years because of that. Yeah.
That cat, yeah.
But there was a story, though, about Kiki, though, that got lost in the woods. Mommy and Dad lived up somewhere in the woods, I think in Mass, that he got lost, that he ended up running away for a couple days. And when he came back, he was like all bloodied up and had like a big like claw on his back. Looked like some animal got to him, but he lived, and they took him to the vet and sewed him up and stuff like that. So I don't know how true that is.
I remember hearing something like that.
Yeah, little stories like that, yeah.
So maybe our mother could fact check that for
us. yeah, fact check that for us, Mom. Let us know if it's true. But yeah. Well, of course, Mom's, she's probably rolling her eyes right now, because every time I say something about that, she's like, we didn't take her cat. That's ridiculous.
right. I never heard that about Carmen's cat, though. So
yeah. Let the sisters, they can fight it out.
Yeah, I want an email on that, though. I want the real story.
Yeah, give us the real story, Mother, our Aunt Carmen. The real story.
Yes.
I want to know what the real story with Kiki and Aunt Carmen's cat. You want to know the truth? Tell us the truth. Don't be afraid to tell us the truth.
Right.
But he died. Kiki died, though. He was like 20 something years old when he died, dude.
Do you remember when Ben had those night terrors?
Yes.
Dude, weren't they the weirdest things? Like, I don't know anybody else who had them.
Not like that.
No, he used to like scream and just like walk around, and I guess he was sleeping, but he was awake.
It was weird. I remember very
But
vividly.
I remember he used to always take the cat to sleep with him after a while, and I think
Yes.
that's what got rid of the, I don't know how true it is, but I think mommy believes that that's what got rid of night terrors,
It
because he
could
started
have.
taking Kiki with him to sleep.
Yes. And
Yeah,
that.
he used to, it was just bizarre though. Like,
Yes.
he just had
Yes.
these weird things that he would walk
Yes.
around and I don't know.
No, it was really weird. He would scream and scream. I remember, like, remember the
Yes.
three of us slept in the same room together.
Yes.
And he would just like,
Yes.
he was, I remember like being over, like waiting for him to start. I remember just waiting for him to start.
Yes.
And
Yep.
like just sitting and laying there waiting for it. And he would start screaming out of the blue. And I'd be like, Ben, shut up, shut up. You need me be like, shut up. And he'd still
Yeah.
be, he wouldn't like see us. Like he didn't see
No,
us.
he wouldn't. No, we weren't there. Right.
No. And he would
Yes.
just go on. And I remember poor mommy one time said that. I remember, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, mother, but I remember her saying that she used to lay in the bed, like crying, waiting for him to wake up because she knew it was coming. Like she
Right.
like be so like
Yes.
waiting for it to come.
And it was unpredictable. It wasn't like every
Yeah.
night. It was every
No.
couple nights. And
No.
you remember the Boys and Girls Club in West Side?
Yeah.
So we had a sleepover there,
Oh,
and
yes.
yeah, so the guy goes, "Oh, if anybody missed, there's an old ghost here, Mr. something. If you don't sleep, he gets
Yes.
you." So I
Yes.
wake up, and guess who's gone? Ben.
Wow.
So then he goes, "Oh yeah, Mr. Butler got him." I'm like, "What the fuck, dude?" And
Oh, jeez,
then he
dude.
goes,
What?
"Oh no, I'm just kidding. He had a weird episode, and his mother had to come get him." And
Wow.
then that's what happened. He had
Wow.
those. He woke up, and the poor guy probably had no idea what the hell was going on.
Wow. Wow.
We all slept in like the basketball court and with our sleeping
Yeah, I
bags.
remember that. I did that one time. Yes. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So,
That was terrible. That was horrible. But Kiki was so cool though. I remember what Kiki used to do, because you guys would go to bed earlier, so
right.
he would start with you guys. He would lay with you guys in the bed.
Right.
Then I would come in a little bit later. He would lay with me till I fell asleep.
Yeah.
And but then every night he always ended up with Tim at the end. He slept with Tim in the morning every
Yeah.
night.
Right.
That cat was the coolest cat, man. He knew all of us, man. He would sleep with all of us till we fell asleep. And then
Yeah.
go with Tim and sleep with Tim. But the only thing was though, he was so infested with fleas that I would wake up, my legs used to be bitten so bad.
Oh, really?
Oh,
Yeah.
dude,
I didn't
so
know. I didn't
bad.
notice.
Scabs on
Okay.
the back on my hand.
Yeah.
Such horrible
Right.
scabs on it. Yep.
Yeah, I really didn't know. Okay.
Yeah, and I didn't care because I just wanted to sleep with him because he used to keep me
Yes.
from being afraid at night. Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome, dude. And
Yeah.
talking about furry friends, since we're on the subject, we might as well just go with that one, because we got our buddy here,
Oh, yeah.
Frank, from Lusnowski. I know I'm not saying it right, Frank, forgive me.
You're right. Leaky, but was nasty. Yep.
Plumbing and heating, he sent us some tips too, but he
Yeah,
sent
you
us,
did.
but he had a question today, which of course we're a little bit late for, but maybe in future years. He says that Tishka, his little doggy,
Yes.
her eclipse shades will not stay on her little head.
He's
He
such
wants to know if there
an
was any tips anybody can give him. So I
idiot.
thought maybe a good tip would have been contacts, might have been a good idea, or he could have super glued on her head or something like that.
Yeah.
Some of the tips that I had there for you, Frank, but.
But yeah, what's up with Brian Evans? What, he sent a picture of his dog?
Oh yeah, I didn't show you that, Nate. Yeah, I didn't show you that, but yes.
I'll put it on the
Yeah,
page.
I'll send it to you. But yeah, it's a
But how
beautiful.
come he didn't explain what happened?
It's just a picture.
Brian, explain what happened to your
Yeah,
dog.
and what's her name? Is it he or she? What's the name?
Yeah. He just said, okay.
But it
Siberian
looks.
Husky with a cast on his leg.
Yeah,
Okay.
it looks like a Siberian Husky. Beautiful dog. Beautiful dog.
Yeah.
But it's got like a cast on its leg, on one of its legs, and it looks like it's got like a pink cast. So maybe it's a female, I don't know. But
Right.
it's got the what do you call it? The St. Patrick's flag on it, the Ireland flag on it.
Okay.
And it's also got like a what do you call it? Like a Ziploc bag over it. So maybe it was like in the water, I don't know.
Right.
Cutest dog, but something happened to his leg. So Brian, let us know what happened. We're interested.
Yeah,
I mean,
please.
thanks for sending it, but let us know what happened. Yeah.
Yeah, then we can talk about the next episode.
Yeah.
The next show, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So, yeah, dude. Yeah. So, yeah, but that's some of the animal spotlights. My daughter got a new dog. She got a little dog, puppy.
What is it?
It's a cute little thing. It's supposed to be like a mix of like a chocolate lab and like a terrier mix. So it's got like it's cute though. Did I send you a picture of it, though, Nate?
No, you after send it, but it's not like one out of Fitner purse, right? Like a friggin' Paris Hilton dog.
It's small like that right now, but it's definitely not.
No, it won't be like that.
Like that, but it's not going to be big either, though. It's not going to be
probably
big.
Probably what? 20 pounds?
Even if that. Yeah, even if that. Yeah, yeah. There's I'll send you a couple of pictures, but yeah. And you can post them on there, but she's calling it Rukia. If anybody out there, which I don't know this stuff, if anybody out there follows manga, which I'm sure probably the girls probably do, Nate, right? I'm sure that Maddie and probably Ari probably follow manga, I'm sure.
Manga?
Manga, it's like that. I don't know, dude. It's like Japanese cartoon.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
But there's one that's called One Piece, and she named it Rukia after one of the characters on this manga.
Okay.
So I don't know. Her cats are named Vivi and Nami. They're also from One Piece too. So I have no idea what that means, but
that's
what she named it. Yeah, yeah. So Nate, Nate, since you're from the area down there, let's get into a couple things. I'm gonna ask you to do me a favor. I'm gonna ask you to talk about the new plumbing tip from Frank, plumbing tips. And I also want you to talk about the questions from Spotify that we put up there about the best pizza shops.
Yes. All right. Plumbing tips from good old Frank Lesneski, Leaky Pipes.
Leaky Pipes.
Maintain your water heater. Proper maintenance of your water heater is essential to ensure it runs efficiently and safely. Flushing the tank annually can help improve any sediment buildup. Frank, explain how you flush your tank, because I have no idea how to do that.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm sorry, which could remove any sediment or buildup, which could lead to damage or reduce efficiency if left unchecked. Additionally, replacing anode rods every 3 to 5 years helps prevent corrosion from occurring inside the tank. Proper maintenance of your water heater can help you save money and extend the life of your system. That's true, because I think water heaters are a couple $1,000s now.
Yep.
And tip number two, call Lesneski Plumbing and Heating, your sister's favorite plumber.
Sister's favorite plumber.
The number, he's on. The number is 570-906-0183. 570-906-0183. It's Frank Lesneski Plumbing.
And tell him that the East Coast Bro sent him to you.
Sent
you to him. Tell him.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. And yeah, and Frank, thanks for that advice. Because I'm gonna tell you something right now. We've lived in this house for 30 years, and we've had 3 water tanks put in the house in 30 years because I didn't do that. I didn't do what Frank said. I didn't have somebody come in and drain it or flush it.
Right.
All the sediment, and I didn't have and I didn't do what he said about replacing the rods because both times that we had to replace the water heater, the first time years ago, 20 years ago, my water was kind of getting like that brownish tinge from the rust.
Yeah.
And I didn't pay attention to it. And all of a sudden, one day I come downstairs in the basement and the whole bottom of the water heater fell out. The whole basement floor was flooded with rusty. And to this day, my floor still has the rust on it from my cement floor.
Right.
Has the rust on it. 10 years ago, same thing happened again. So again, folks, as Frank says, pay attention to the water heater because you can extend the life. And so, Frank, question to ask you, Frank, I want to ask you a question. One, like Nate said, how do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, or is it they have to call you, Frank? I don't know. They have to call you, maybe. And two, if you do this, what is the life expectancy if you do these things on maintenance? How long do they last? Because, again, people tell me 10 years is the longest that a water heater lasts. But if you do this stuff, Frank, how long will it last if you do that?
Right.
So we can let our listeners know.
Yeah, I was going to say, Matt, 10 years seems like a good life, you know what I mean, for your water heater.
Yeah.
I mean, it does.
But I'm wondering if you do what Frank said, I wonder if it lasts longer.
15 years, 20. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm wondering if, like, you do what Frank says, do what he says, and maybe it'll last a lot longer.
Yeah, that'd be, yep.
Yeah. So let us know, Frank, if you don't mind. Another thing, too, Frank, if you can help me out with something. So some of my pipes, I've got the copper pipes down in my basement, and some of them have are like little green, like they have like green stuff around, like they're leaking a little bit, like little pinholes.
Yes.
And they have like green around them. And somebody told me that was from in the old days when they used to have, when they used to use the flux to, the old flux they used to use to weld them together, like stays in the pipes and it corrodes the pipes after a long period of time. Is that true, Frank? Let us know about that. And how can I fix them? What can I do to fix that? Is there something I can do? Do I have to call somebody maybe to come in and cut the areas of the pipe and maybe refix them for me? So any advice on that, Frank, would be helpful as well.
It'd be nice if he lived closer. He'd help you out.
I'd call him right away. I'd have him here. Right. I'd have him here right away.
Right.
I would call him right away. I'd call him up right away and have him come here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. So again, folks, Lisinski Plumbing and Heating. Nate gave the number to you. So hey, give him a call if you need his help. Same with the Bug Guys. The Bug Guys are the same way. Give Carlin.
Yeah. The Bug Guys. Yes, they're both awesome.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Give Bill and Carl a call. The Bug Guys to help you out with your problems. They're great as well. Again, it's www.thebugguyswithaz.com. Get on their website and help for any help. So, Nate, we asked a question.
Yes.
Pizza places. We got two responses, Nate. You go ahead. They're from your hometown, so you read them, Nate. Where's the best pizza places in PA?
Well, okay. And me and Michelle, because Michelle was going over the list, your agenda. We'd have to say for Square, it's definitely Maroni's on St. Anne Street.
Oh, Maroni's. Yeah. You mentioned them. That's right.
But see, around here, they do Square, and they put, I love America cheese on pizza.
Said that. Yes.
So,
yep.
I love Alfredo's, but I'd have to go with Michelle and say maybe Maroni's is better. It's cheaper, too. Alfredo's. Okay. Matt, I went to Alfredo's not too long ago. It might have been last year. I got a large square, extra cheese. So I go and I hand her a 20. It's not enough. It was like $22.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
But when we say Maroni's with extra cheese is 17. So I give her a 20. I say keep it. You know, like, so I don't know. I thought over $20. It's crazy. But, and I'm sorry. And round Roma's. Remember Roma's that used to be in the mall?
Yeah.
It's up on Route 6 now. They have their own spot. Really good pizza. They make me and Michelle love it. It's a large round with, it's steak and cheese pizza.
Oh, okay.
When I was in my fatter stage, Michelle would eat like one and a half, I'd eat the rest. Matt, eat the whole tray.
Wow.
I can't do that anymore for some reason. I think maybe because I'm getting older.
Oh, we did all the time, Nate.
I don't do it anymore. Oh, I can't eat that much.
No, me neither. I could do maybe three slices and I'm done.
Yeah.
But we used to get the whole 12-inch pies. Remember as kids?
Yes.
And we'd all eat them.
We'd kill it. Yeah.
We'd kill it. Like nothing. Yeah. Like nothing. Yep.
Now, speaking of eating, when Ben died and I got that, somebody sent that big thing of macaroni. It was really good.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So your son, Garrett, goes to gym, comes back. He had about four friggin' platefuls of that. I never saw somebody eat. And we could eat. You know me and you and Tim and even Daddy, we could eat.
Yep.
I never saw somebody eat like that in my life, man. He was good. Yeah. He's a Davis. Hopefully he stays fit.
Oh, yeah. Nate, you talk about that. Dude, he can eat. Like you said, he doesn't eat at all when he's by himself. But when he comes here, dude, he eats like everything. He just keeps on going, like doesn't stop.
Oh yeah.
And then he's asking about dessert. Like, what's for dessert? I'm like, holy crap, like how do you eat all that, dude? Yes, yeah.
Yes. And he loves pizza.
Oh yes, he does. Yes. Yeah, he does.
Yep. So Nate, and he eats fast. You ever know? We all eat fast.
Oh yeah. Like, I have to slow down. Fast. Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
But all right, where are we at?
So Nate, best pizza places. So we got Andy Z gave us some places.
Andy Z, Joey's Pizza in Milford, PA on Hartford Street. This is awesome. Hottie's working behind the counter.
That's great.
He's awesome. Andy's awesome. But,
he is. That's awesome, dude.
And then I don't know who that is. Andy, the tech, Andy's in Peckville, which Andy's is really good, too.
Oh, okay, Andy's in Peckville.
That's really good too. Yeah, that's another one made with like American cheese.
Okay, okay.
That's been there for years, but I don't know who that is. The Tech.
Yeah, that's the email address is thetech86. So whoever you are, don't last name. Let's know who you are. First name is fine. They probably know who you are.
Yeah, I should. Right.
But he says so. Andy Z says the Joey's Pizza Milford on Hartford Street.
Yes.
The Tech 86 says Andy's in Peckville. Nate, you say Roma's.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
Well, Maroni's for Square. Roma's for Round.
All right, cool. And up here in Rhode Island, like I've told you before, there's no good pizza here. But Antonio's is the closest up here because Roma's no longer exists anymore, dude. They're gone up here.
Matt, remember when I went to the fights in I forget where it was, like Connecticut? And I surprised you. We came got pizza.
Yeah,
where was that? Do you remember where was that pizza from?
Oh crap, I don't know.
Do you remember?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
It was like on a corner.
I think that was probably Antonio's Pizza.
Okay, because Roma's doesn't sound okay.
Yeah, maybe.
That was decent though. That wasn't bad, but
yeah. No, it's good. No, I can tell you, they're probably the only one I like. Yeah, for sure.
But listen, pizza to me is like sex. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's good.
Yeah. And normally the bad comes from us anyway. So that's not.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yes. Yeah. We're definitely not the dude. Okay. All right. Real quick.
Uh-oh. Go ahead.
Real quick. Some people are not gonna like this, but I don't care. So last week I had the stent taken out last week.
Yeah.
The kidney stent.
So you know what? How is everything going though? Did you get the biopsy done or
not yet? Not biopsy's not yet. They haven't gotten cushion me yet, okay. But my doctor said I need to email him this week to find out what's going on. That's up in Boston.
I said
prostate cancer, but again, so I go there last week to have the stent taken out, and I'm feeling, I'm nervous about it because I have no idea what is going to happen, and I stupid me, I listen to the internet like an idiot, and they make it sound horrible,
right?
So I go in there, but it was more, it's kind of like I've told you before, Nate, when when you go our age, when you go to the skin doctor, and they got to do a head to toe check,
right?
And they have you get undressed, and they always have, and the skin doctors, I don't know how it is about you in Pennsylvania, but the skin doctors got to have, like, the prettiest, like, young women that come in, and you're like, are you kidding me? Like, you couldn't have some old guy come in here to check me out? I got to, like, strip down in front of this young, gorgeous woman. I'm embarrassed to strip down in front of my wife. Never mind in front of some young chick.
Matt, I'm embarrassed to strip out in front of you.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I'm embarrassed to strip out in front of men. Never mind. Like, and here, okay. So I go have the stent. I go to do the stent. I go in the office, and this really nice girl. She was really nice. She was a doctor.
Right.
Very nice. Probably in her like early 20s. Very nice, but cute.
Right.
And she says, comes in. She's very nice. You know, she's trying to make it very nonchalant. No big deal.
Right.
here's your gown. Just take your pants down. And like, you know, put it over yourself. And then when you're ready, I'll come back in, she said, and I'll get you prepped up. And I'm thinking to myself, prepped up. She comes in, I have to lay down. Basically, she, you know, whatever. She's prepped me up. She put iodine around the head of it all and stuff
right.
like that. And, you know, the whole time I'm just saying to myself how embarrassed I am here that how she's not laughing by the size, first of all, beyond my understanding.
Well,
you know, she's not laughing at the Davis curse, right?
Oh, yeah.
But. And then she does the things like that, and she's very professional. And I'm like, okay, she didn't really make me feel that embarrassed. So I thought,
right.
The doctor comes in, and she's probably like in her 30s, a doctor, young woman. She comes in, and they just do the process like no big deal.
Was she pretty too?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yes. And they come in, and they do the process, and it was a very strange process. They numbed up. They squirted this gel up there.
Oh,
I didn't feel it though. It was pressure. Okay. I didn't feel it. Then they have this long quarter inch tube that they stick up there.
Did you feel that?
I felt. She said to me, "You're gonna feel pressure, and you're gonna."
Pressure.
She said, "Here you go." She said, "Just be prepared." She said, "Take a deep breath and let it out slowly while we do this." And it hurt. Like I was like, "Oh, a little uncomfortable." I was like, but.
Right.
They got it up there, and then they stick, and then once they get the tube up there, then they stick up this long camera thing with the little thing at the end of it that gets the stent. They stick that up there. And she
Oh,
sticks, and they stick that up there, and then she does it, and then she looks for the stent, and she
yes.
finds it, and she grabs it, and then she pulls it out slowly. And I will say to you though, from beginning to end, it took about 2 minutes from beginning to end when the doctor came
Right.
in, stuck the first tube up. It was 2 minutes long, but it was actually the process was not that bad at all.
Okay.
It was just
Okay.
more embarrassing
Well,
than
right.
anything else. That's it. I think I told you, Nate, it was more like it's like having some other person touch your, you know what, that's not your wife or yourself.
Well,
Is
right.
it's just weird. It's weird.
Yeah. No, right.
You know, but again, very professional. They did a great job. I when she left the room, when the doctor her left the room down the hall, I heard them laughing then, but that was it. They were laughing after they left the room, so they kept it very professional.
But you know what? And I know you don't think of it at the time, but think about how uncomfortable they are.
Well, yeah,
I know you're not thinking about that at the time,
right, true, true.
but yeah, they gotta be like, oh geez, this poor bastard probably thinks I'm judging them, and they see all kinds of schlongs.
Yeah, exactly, right, exactly. I mean, it was weird. The only thing was weird, but when I left and I was checking out, the woman at the checkout counter said, "Well, we'll see you later, shorty."
We'll see you later,
We'll
Stubby.
see you later, Stubby. We'll see you later, Stubby. That was the
New name's Inchworm. Okay, Inchworm.
only thing.
Oh, that's
All right,
awesome.
dude. All right. We'll see you later. All
Yeah.
right. Okay. All right. Let's go move on. Let's move on. So, Nate, do you have let's get on with news and news.
Oh. Yeah, let me get it queued up here.
Yeah, you get it
Going to
queued up
Cliff
here.
Hudson?
Yeah, Cleon, news and weather with Cliff
I
Hudson.
keep thinking we gotta take a break, but we don't.
That's why I thought so too. I'm like, oh crap, we don't have to take a break this time.
No. Now
But no, we paid for it. We paid for the whole
we're
thing
kicking
now,
ass.
which is awesome.
It is awesome.
Yeah. So Nate, here we go. Nate, we're gonna
You
get down.
ready?
Here we go. News and weather
Give
by
me
Cliff
the
Hudson. Let's do it.
just give me the thumbs up when you're.
Got it. Here we go.
Well, good evening again. Welcome to the East Coast Brothers bi-weekly newscast. Coming up on 6:15, 45 minutes for the hour. I'm Cliff Hudson. Let's get right into it. In local news here in Newport, Rhode Island, another section of the famous Cliff Walk, which runs along the backyards of the historic mansions, has been closed due to safety concerns and more structural failures. Apparently,
Really?
it has more holes in it than Biden's Building Back Better plan. And evidently,
Is that
around
true?
3:29 p.m. this afternoon, the 50-foot gaping hole was even a bigger issue because it was almost pitch dark in the middle of the day. In
Okay.
business news, apparently cryptocurrency is forecast to be worth 10 times more than it is currently in the next few years. But here at the East Coast Brothers, in all honesty, that all sounds great, but we have no idea what cryptocurrency is. In entertainment news, Taylor Swift has launched her own channel on Sirius Satellite Radio. Who's next? The East Coast Brothers? Possibilities here. Also in entertainment news, musician Jelly Roll took three awards last night in the Country Music Awards and just announced he will be running into the Boston Marathon next week, which now brings us to sports. In women's basketball, congratulations to the University of South Carolina Gamecocks for winning the championship yesterday, who rolled right along after on Easter Sunday they defeated the Oregon State Beavers, who took a good licking from the Gamecocks. Some may say more like a good poking. And yes, those are the official team nicknames, the Beavers and the Gamecocks. Listen, folks. We just report on this stuff. We don't make up the names. In traffic news, our traffic tip here from the East Coast Brothers Newsroom. Stay home if you do go out and drive, though. Don't stare into the sun while driving, ever. As far as weather, it's a beautiful day in here in southern New England to take in the eclipse. Perhaps the eclipse, rather. Perhaps you want to save those sunglasses for fishing. No idea what that means, other than striped bass will be running soon, and we are super excited. Well, coming up on 6:20 here, 40 minutes for 7 o'clock, that about wraps it up here in the East Coast Brothers Newsroom. Before we go, just a quick word from our sponsors. Peter's Poultry Farm. Forget about hamburgers, hot dogs, and steaks on the grill. Marinate and barbecue some chicken. You can save a lot of bark, 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 bucks by eating chicken. No better place to buy and save a few bucks than Peter's Poultry Farm. Eat chicken and live longer. I'm Cliff Hudson. Thank you for listening. Over and out.
Awesome. Thanks, Cliff.
He's
That's
awesome.
awesome. He's awesome. Cliff is awesome. Nate, I think you
Yes.
and I said it last time we were on the air. We don't listen to this until now.
No.
So when we're laughing, we're actually laughing for real because we have no idea what he's going to say.
And I apologize for asking, but are the Cliff Walks, is that really gone?
A couple years ago during the hurricane, we had it and knocked part of it down, and now it's even decaying even more. So,
See, those, I remember Maddie was a kid. I used to run with her on my shoulders.
It's sections of it. Sections of it are gone, and they're repairing it.
That's a lot of fun, though, doing that.
They are a lot of fun. I know.
Yeah, they are. Okay.
Yep. So, Nate, let's get on. Oh, you know what? We still have not verified. We have not verified, and nobody has told us yet whether or not Kinko the Fun-Loving Clown really is real or not.
No, nobody said anything yet.
Nobody has. We have to look that up, Nate, and find out. But
none of our listeners got raped by him. Thank God.
Please, God. No, please, no. But let's but folks, it is now Uncle Jimmy time. It's Uncle Jimmy time.
Yes.
So here we go. So Nate, we have Uncle Jimmy time coming up, and Nate, we have random thoughts and observations, just saying, or joke of the day. Which one you want to start up with today, Nate?
Right in the middle, just saying.
Just saying. Here we go. Again, folks, this is the same thing. I'm opening up the envelope right now. Listen.
Hopefully he doesn't scare the shit out of you.
Nope, no, not like that. One time scared. Yeah, I had that thing in there.
Yes.
So here we go, folks. I'm opening it up, and this is like you. First time that we're reading any of this, and we laugh just like you laugh. So here we are, just saying. If you're in charge of a 200,000-ton ship, perhaps you want to be extra careful around bridges. Just saying. Yeah, I mean, we don't need to laugh. People lost their lives, but it's true, though. It's true. Think about that. I mean, think about that. But he's true. If you're in charge of it, maybe you want to kind of be really a little more careful around bridges. That's true,
bro. How many people lost their lives, though? I didn't mean to laugh.
Six or seven?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
These poor bastards are probably just going to work in the morning and look.
Well, no. This is what happened. So in case other people didn't hear about this, so basically, the people that were killed on the bridge, they were actually construction workers that were working on the bridge.
Oh shit!
And they were from other countries. They were immigrants from other countries that were working on this bridge. They were doing the job that nobody else would do. I don't know what their jobs were, but what was happening was so if you watched the video when it hit, you could see like cars with lights I thought the same thing that you thought, that these were cars going over the bridge. It wasn't. They were actually in their cars eating their lunch or morning breakfast or whatever.
Yes.
And they were in their cars, and that's what happened when it hit. So apparently the police were able the ship that was drifting towards the bridge, I guess they called an emergency line, told the Coast Guard or whatever. The Coast Guard called the local police, and the local police were able to stop traffic from going over the bridge.
But you know, it's funny you say that, because I noticed there was cars, and then all of a sudden you don't see any cars.
That's what happened.
Okay.
Yes.
That makes sense.
So the last car got over the bridge just before it happened. Ugh. But what they said happened was that one of the police officers said that there are people working on the bridge, and he said, I'm going to go up there and get them out there. And just as he was leaving to go up there to get them out, the bridge collapsed. So they were able to get two of the bodies they found in their truck. They were like in the truck, like 25 feet down.
Oh,
and but they said that but the other ones are still under there, under the bridge collapse. They're still there. They can't get them out.
Yeah.
So yes, terrible. Really sad. So, and of course, with that, we have to go now to our next random thoughts and observations, Nate, or joke of the day.
Do our random thoughts.
All right, random thoughts and observations. My elderly aunts used to grab my cheek at weddings and say, "You're next. You're next." I hated that. They stopped doing that finally after I started doing that to them at funerals. That's funny. You're next. You're next. That's good. I love that one. Yeah. That's good. That's awesome. And then, of course, joke of the day. It's a little long, so here we go. A blind old cowboy walks into an all-female biker bar. He sits down and asks who wants to hear a blonde joke. The blonde bartender says to him, "In all fairness, cowboy, I think I should let you know what is going on in here before you tell a blonde joke. Just understand that there is a blonde on your left with a baseball bat, a blonde on your right with a billy club, and a blonde third-degree black belt MMA fighter in front of you." So then the bartender says to him, "Do you still want to tell the blonde joke?" He said, "No, I don't want to have to explain it to all five of them." All right, I'm sorry. I kind of ruined it. I don't want to explain it five times, he says.
Yeah, right. I know, yeah.
Sorry, Uncle Jimmy. I freaked up your joke.
Yeah.
But he said, I don't want to have to explain it to them five times.
Five times, yeah. That's hilarious, dude. That's great. That's
great. Oh, man. So, Nate, what do we got going on in your
joke? Real quick, how is Uncle Jimmy doing, honestly? Is he doing okay with his surgery?
Yeah, he's doing great. Yeah, he's doing great. He's doing good.
Is he back to work?
No, not yet. I think he's really milking it. Yeah.
I don't blame him. Yeah. I don't blame him one bit.
Yeah, you know what he says? You know what he calls it? He says that he has anal glaucoma. And when you ask him what's anal glaucoma, he says, I just don't see my ass going to work.
That's awesome.
Anal glaucoma. Yeah.
Right.
That reminds me of your old Facebook thing. We used to call it your thing, Richard Cranium.
Yeah.
Richard Cranium. I used to love that one. I love that one. Richard Cranium.
I should bring that back.
You should, man. Dick, that's awesome, bro. I love that one.
Richard Cranium, yep.
That's awesome. So thanks, Uncle Jimmy. As usual,
you're
a big hit. The people love you. Thanks a lot for all you do for us, man.
Hey, what? The guys who listen at work ask who Uncle Jimmy time is the best. I swear to God they do.
I know. It is. I'm telling you. It. Yeah. Yeah. He's awesome. He's awesome. So, Nate, notable birthdays today, Nate. Did you see some of them out there?
I see them. Oh, yeah. So, where are we at?
Number 10, notable birthdays.
I know, but you said, I don't agree with this, what you said about Izzy Stradlin. I'm sorry.
Who's that?
I don't think Guns N' Roses is a hair band. I don't think so.
Oh, you don't think they are?
No. No, they're 100 times better than a friggin' hair band.
All right, so, okay.
Then Poison and who else? Striper. Million times better band.
Motley Crue, do you think? Motley Crue?
I think Guns N' Roses were better than Motley Crue, absolutely.
Yeah, I do too.
Use Your Illusion albums won it. Dude, Appetite for Destruction, that's like the greatest hits, first of all.
Yeah, you're right.
Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 are unbelievable. If you listen to them, sit down and listen to them. Motley Crue is great, but I think their first two albums are good, and they kind of sold out. I mean,
yeah, they did. I think once Theater of Pain came out, they sold out.
I was just gonna say that after Theater of Pain, I don't remember what they did, but Girls, Girls, Girls. Like,
oh, that's right, that was the other one. Girls, Girls, Girls. Yeah, that was all sold. They sold out.
GNR, man, I thought they're unbelievable.
Okay, so I'm gonna put that as a question to people out there.
There you go.
Do you agree with Nate? Is Guns N' Roses a hair band? Okay, so let's talk about birthdays, Nate. So,
yes,
Nate, musician Steve Howe from Yes. That's a great band.
I always say it. His name is Chris Squire, their bass player.
Yep,
hit probably one of the best bass players, but. He's underrated. You never hear his name.
Right.
But if you listen to some of the Yes albums, some of the work he does, he's unbelievable, man.
Yeah, Yes is just a great band, dude.
Yeah, they are.
Yep. So
Harry, what's the name? Oh my God, I can't think. Progressive. They're like a very good progressive band.
Progressive band, yes.
They say Russian progressive, yeah.
Yes, right. Yes. So Steve, he's 77. Actor and singer John Schneider of Dukes of Hazzard fame. He's 64.
Which one's he now?
The blonde one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Was he a singer? I didn't know he was a singer.
Yeah, I think he sings too. Yeah, yeah.
Very good looking man. I'll give him that.
Oh, good looking. Yeah, he looks great.
Very good looking man.
On another note, though, the other guy from Starsky and Hutch, I think he passed away recently.
Oh, no kidding.
I think the other dark haired guy, I think he passed away recently. Yeah. I think so.
That was like another thing. They're blonde and
dark hair. Same thing.
Yeah.
Singer and guitarist. Okay, we just talked about him.
Isn't Stradlin right?
From Guns N' Roses. He turned 62. Julian Lennon, dude. This freaked me out. Julian Lennon, dude, the son of John Lennon, 61.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, wow.
John Lennon would have been 84.
Yeah. Yes. Dude, I just can't believe he's 61.
61,
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He looks a lot like John Lennon.
Yeah, he does.
He was also kind of like John Lennon kind of ignored him.
Yeah. I don't know.
you know,
I always liked John until I found out what kind of father he was.
Oh, he was a douchebag. He was a douche. John Lennon. I never liked John Lennon. He was a douche.
I was just gonna say that. He was a huge liberal douchebag.
He was one of those liberals that preached all this kind of peace and love, beat up his girlfriends, cheated on his wives, and then also mentally abused his kids. Yeah, he was a douchebag.
Who was the other girlfriend he had on his side besides when he got sick of Yoko, like Meng Ping or something?
She set that up though, dude. She set that up for him.
Yeah, that's just weird. I'm sorry, man.
No, they're weird. They're all weird, dude. He was an idiot, dude. I never cared for John Lennon. Never.
But if you think about the Beatles and all the love, Paul McCartney was married to Linda till she died.
Yes.
He was the real deal.
John Lennon, he was.
Like you said, go screw off. Like,
yeah.
No, Paul McCartney was the real deal.
And George Harrison was too. George Harrison.
No, he was. Great. George Harrison was. Well, dude. Eric Clapton stole his girl off.
Yes, you know? yes.
Yeah. And, but they remained friends.
Yes. So. And even Ringo Starr was the same too. He was okay. He's been married to that Barbara Bach forever.
Okay. Yeah.
Of course, he's an ugly son of a gun, and she's hot. So I mean, what do you expect?
Yeah. Right. Well, he is a Beatle.
He's a Beatle, I know, right? I think the only one that I didn't, the only Beatle I didn't like was John Lennon. I never cared for him. Thought he was a douche. So.
Yeah, I hear you. He did have some great songs, though. But
yeah, right, no, he did. He did. He did.
Yeah.
Nate, you remember that Navy SEAL veteran Chris Kyle?
Very sad. Yeah,
very sad. I think he was on American Sniper, right? That was the movie, right? With Bradley something played him?
Bradley Cooper, right?
Bradley Cooper played him.
Real good looking guy. I don't know if Chris Kyle was good looking, but
yeah. But poor Chris Kyle. Here he's 40. He would have been 49 years old. He died 11 years ago. 2013 he was killed, shot and killed at the rifle range, wasn't it?
Yeah, because he tried to help out other vets.
He was helping other vets, and him and another guy would take them to this one particular vet, took him to the range, helped him with his PTSD, and they ended up killing both of them. But he killed Chris Kyle though. Yeah.
Terrible. Yeah, What's the name of American Sniper, like you said.
American Sniper, yeah. Good movie. Yeah. Really good guy. I think he was like one of the best snipers in the world, wasn't he? Chris Kyle was like one of the best snipers, wasn't he? Or something like that.
I heard he could hit things from like a million yards away. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I can't shoot it. We shoot handguns at work because we got to qualify.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 15 feet away. I can't barely hit the freaking. He's killing people from a mile away. How?
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Crazy. Nuts. So, yeah, and then, Nate, any other birthdays that we're aware of that you know?
Well, when's our next podcast going to be? Let me think here.
Well, 2 weeks from now.
What's 2 weeks? So, Michelle's going to be 50 the 19th. So, okay. We'll have to talk about that the next one.
All right, yes. Okay, we'll deal.
Yeah, she'll be 50.
All right, yeah, we'll talk about that. Cool.
But otherwise, I can't think of any.
Yeah, I can't either right now. Top of my head. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay. So, Nate, here we go, Nate. The big shout-outs by Big Nate.
Oh, Jesus. See, I keep thinking we're going to take a break.
Yeah, I know. We got the shout-outs here by Big Nate.
Yes. You guys ready?
Go for it. Go for it.
All right. We got my man, John Ficina. He's that next level detail. He details cars. Of course, our man Andy Z. We mentioned him like 6 times already. The Bug Guys with a Z, Bill and Carl. Brian Evans, we mentioned him. And Brian, make sure you email us about your dog.
Yes.
Let's know exactly like what happened. Your dog's name. Chad Bidwell. Ryan Phillips, that's Ari's boyfriend. He's in the Navy.
Yep.
My man Joe Dowdy, he's a good dude I work with. Allie Burka. So I got a story about Allison just went to her they celebrate. She's turning 40 in like a couple days.
Okay.
She took her husband. Her husband took her to Atlantic City. They celebrated. So she texted me on the way back home. She made her husband Justin listen to us on the way home.
Really?
She said he loved it. I hope she's right. I hope she's not
lying.
Awesome.
Justin,
if you loved it, let us know.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. That's
her
awesome.
Son. Her son's in the Army. Nicky Cardone. He's actually in. He's in the Germany right now.
Yes.
Tony Westy and his kids. Of course, our mother and father. I think they both listen. Am I right?
I think so. Yeah.
DePietro's Pharmacy. They always take care of us.
Yep.
Uncle Jimmy and Cliff Hudson.
Yep.
Billy and Wendy Davies. Tom Borthwick, our Aunt Carmen, Justin Morgan. If you come out of the friggin' woodwork and give us an email, Justin. Where am I at? AJ Frushon. He's the one that set up the Discord that we're never gonna use.
Yeah.
But and Daria. We need to say prayers for our girl Daria.
Yes.
She's a lifelong friend. She was pretty much like my sister.
Yes.
She's going through a little bit of health stuff, so she's just asking for prayers.
Yeah, prayers, please, please. Yes. Please. Yes, yes.
Gordon and his family, which yep. Gordon's like another brother.
Yep.
Frank Lesneski, Plumbing and yep. Heating. Yep. Tisha.
Yeah.
The Irish Boxing Club, of course.
Yep.
And my work husband, Josh Sarnowski, and Bob Meister and Michael Wharton, we all have a group chat.
Yeah.
Because we work together. So I'm going to send them the podcast. Nice. Hopefully the other two, Josh listens. I'm not sure if the other two listen. So hopefully they'll start listening when I get them on there.
Right, right.
Paul McDonough, Westside Auto Pros. Sons of the Hunt, yes. Jay and Mark.
Yes, yes.
Try to get them on again. But
yes.
This place is huge with hunting. I don't know how it is with you out there in Rhode Island.
Not like it is down there.
Yeah, it's, yeah. Yeah. Clint Griffiths. John Damiano. We got Kyle Mulrain, Mr. Muscles.
Yep.
We got to get him and Garrett the flex for us when they come in. Dr. Galella, my man Dave, who hates us, but we haven't heard from him. And my buddy from work, Ryan Griffiths, he just started listening. He said he got Spotify to listen to us, but I think he's lying. I think he just got Spotify. But
right.
And thank the veterans. Always thank the veterans.
Yes, thanks our vets. You said you also said Andy Z, right?
Oh, of course. He's up top.
Yeah, good. If we missed anybody, we're sorry. Let us know.
Yeah, I think we're good. I don't think we missed anybody.
Yeah, okay, cool. So, hey, so folks, we're going to wrap things up because we've been on a long time. We don't have to do any more breaks anymore.
Yeah, we're going on 2 hours.
Yeah, so I have no idea how long I'm going to have to upload this into, right. into Spotify, if I can even do it. But we're going to find out. But, folks, thanks for listening. We appreciate you all. Look, hit the like button.
Yes.
Follow us, okay?
Well, yes, and because, share us, share it with other people.
Yes, because basically, since Nate and I, you know, and Tim too, we've been doing this now for the last few months, our followers have gone up. Now, we went from like 30-something followers, now we're almost at 50, so.
Really? Good.
Yeah, so thanks a lot, folks. So keep on listening. Yes. The more you hit the like button, the better. We appreciate it, yeah.
Yes.
Nate, what do you think? This is my new tattoo, Nate.
I love it. It's awesome.
Yeah, my new tattoo I got.
I see it, yeah.
Yeah, I sent a picture of Nate, let him put on the Facebook page.
Yeah, send a pic. Did that hurt, by the way?
No, it hurt like I got, yeah. Yeah, so right. Folks, I got tattoos on my fingers, and I wanted to cry. When she was doing it, I wanted to tell her to stop. She was like halfway with the first one. I want to say, no, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. It hurt so bad that I wanted to cry. Oh, yeah. Right on the right on my knuckles, on my fingers. Oh,
I saw it. It's got to hurt.
It hurt, dude.
Listen, I'm a wuss. Any tattoo hurts. I don't care.
And Nate, I got a high tolerance for pain.
I don't.
I do. I do. And I still, it hurts. Still, I wanted to cry.
Yes.
I will never. I was going to do the other hand, and I said, nope, no, I will not do my other fingers. Nope, I'm done. I will never do it again. I'm done. Nope. Oh, it hurt.
All right,
folks. So, hey, folks, thanks a lot, everybody, for listening to us. We love you all.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much again, Uncle Jimmy. Thank you, Uncle Jimmy, for everything you do. If we didn't mention you, Uncle Jimmy, thank you. Thank you for all that you do for us, man.
Yes.
Cliff Hudson, too. Folks, you all take care. Nate, anything else you want to add before we get out of here?
No, we're good. Like you said, thank you, Jimmy. Uncle Jimmy's the best.
Yep. And like Nate said, I have my other podcast that Nate and I have been doing together.
Oh, yes.
My church podcast. We've been doing that together. So Nate's going to put the link up there maybe sometime, and we'll
you can listen
to that as well if you want to get saved.
And then Matt, just so you know, those questions, my work husband, Josh.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in God. So that's those questions I have.
Yep.
He has me ask. So a lot of people are probably wondering about those certain questions. It's really not me, but they're legitimate questions.
I'm glad you asked him. I'm glad you asked him. I'm glad he's asking you. That's the whole point.
Yes,
it is. The whole point of my podcast is people can ask those questions that that I can help to answer.
Yes.
So yeah. Absolutely. So yeah. So John, keep on asking the questions, brother.
Yeah, but Matt, so tell the name of the, what is it, St. Paul the Apostle? Is
that Yeah. It's called Keeping It Real with Christ. That's what it's called.
There you go. Okay.
Keeping right. It Real with Christ. The church, yes. St. Paul the Apostle Mission Church. You'll see it if you right. go. We'll put the link on there on the
Facebook. Yes, I will.
You can pay attention. They'll put it on the Facebook page, and
yes,
maybe you can listen to those as well. There. Again, it's I'm not smart, so it's easy to follow. Nate asked questions from other people, yeah. like you said,
or yes.
myself, my daughter was on last week. It's again, yes. Every other week, just like the podcast here. So we have our podcast, and next week we do that one, and then the week after, so it rotates like that.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, brother. All right, love you, man.
Love you, Nate. Love you,
love folks. Everybody. All right.
Out there. Well, I'll let you know when things are up so we can get this going, all right?
Yeah, I'm going to call you in a second and tell you about what that certain person said.
Oh, yeah, please. Yeah, please.
A little bit.
All right, good. All right, love you, guys. All right, bye, folks. Take care.